This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. Also on Lindell TV, if you want to find that, a lot of folks were searching for it last night. You can go to frankspeech.com and check out the live video of yours truly. Yes, you're looking for Wayne, but Wayne's off this week. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, leeelsie.com. Check that out. What I do is I do mornings here in Connecticut. I've also filled in on a number of different national platforms as well, so it's always a lot of fun to get a chance to reach across the entire country, and very excited to get a chance to hang out with the boys and gals from Lindell TV, as well as the USA Audio Network. I have a great guest coming up at the bottom of the hour from the Heritage Foundation. A lot of different things, a lot of chess pieces are being moved around. As far as the military goes, so we're going to bring on one of our military experts, Stephen Bucci, from the Heritage Foundation to sort of break it all down for us. But I want to talk a little bit about the military in general and how it reflects and it's a mirror, I think, of America and society in this country right now. So Americans and America has officially lowered the bar. Everything now we do is average at best. We have become complacent. We've become mediocre. Now, case in point, wokeness has infected the military. The military is supposed to represent the best of all things, right? The best and the brightest. The military is a highly selective institution driven by the paramount objective of winning wars and safeguarding our nation. Nothing else matters. The military employs rigorous selection process that incorporates various physical, medical, psychological criteria that you have to pass in order to get in. These criteria are not arbitrary, but they're rooted in historical evidence and operational efficiency. It's not willy-nilly. And the numbers, even today, are down in the military. Because we are striving for excellence. But once we cross a threshold, and once we lower standards, then we become average. We become everybody else. Think about that for a second. You want to have a military that's average? That's so-so? I don't. Now, statistical data reveals that certain conditions, such as advanced age, serious health issues, criminal history, a low IQ, other impairments can significantly impact a person's ability to meet the physical and mental demands of military service. Makes sense? If you're too stupid to follow orders, well, you can't get in. If you don't meet criteria, well, you can't work as a cohesive unit. Can't get in. The military employs these criteria consistently to ensure that all recruits meet necessary standards for combat readiness. Again, back to what I said in the beginning, the military is created to win wars, not to make people feel good. Remember, there are age restrictions, physical fitness tends to decline with age. That's why younger individuals, you know, are better suited to be in the military. I can't join. I'm too old. Even if I wanted to right now, I couldn't. Why? Because my body doesn't work right now the same way it did 30 years ago. So we got to pay attention to all of these things. Height, weight, physical standards. They're essential for ensuring optimum performance and readiness on the battlefield. You've got to be able to drag another soldier to safety. If you can't, what good are you? Lowering the standards is, well, it's asking for the worst possible outcome. Now, questions have been asked. I was listening to some Senate hearings about this a few weeks ago, and I saved this because I wanted to talk about it tonight. But the question was, are these standards discriminatory? Yes! They are discriminatory. They have to be. It's vital to understand that the military's primary mission, again, is winning wars, protecting the nation. In the face of a conflict, there's no room for accommodating special needs or preferences. War is inherently unfair. And victory demands that soldiers meet the most stringent criteria to operate effectively. Because it's all about acting as a unit. Can't be, you know, you can't have 11 well-trained soldiers and then one dummy over here who's eating cheeseburgers while he's suiting up. It doesn't work. Or high heels, for that matter. The military treats all the individuals with respect and dignity. However, it must prioritize the operational efficiency. It has to. But the United States military circa 2023 is veering off that path. You see general after general, high-ranking official after high-ranking official venturing into this land of wokeness. Drag queen sailors, rainbow bullets and flags. They're lowering the efficiency tests to get in and the physical fitness test to get in. There are certain criteria that you have to meet. Now, in some cases, they bend those criteria. You want to be a soldier who's shot, let's say, through the shoulder, laying on a battlefield, and the only person close enough to you is somebody that they let in who's not strong enough to drag you to safety, now you're dead. Because we wanted to be more woke. We wanted to be more accommodating. Now that soldier dies because of it. The military is not an equal opportunity employer. It's not. Why would it be? The military uses prejudice regularly and consistently to deny citizens from joining. Again, for being too old, too fat, too young, too skinny, too tall. Maybe you got flat feet, missing teeth, a seventh finger, poor eyesight. Disqualifies you. Maybe you're malnourished, drug addict, bad back, criminal history. You're not getting in. I'm sorry. If you need a special access wheelchair, you can't get in. You can't be a paratrooper. It's nothing against you. It's just the way it has to be. You're not qualified to serve. The military, again, has one job. Winning wars. Anything else is a distraction and a liability. So again, rainbow flags, drag queen sailors, all of that is nonsense. And every military person that I talk to or run across feels the same way. The hardened guys that have been in service for 25 years, 30 years, they look at this, shake their head. They know this doesn't fly on the battlefield. Winning the war is the only thing that counts. Everything else is a distraction. There's no exception. None. Again, if you're specially challenged or socially wonderful, but it doesn't fit the military, you're out. You, by the way, have to fit yourself to the military standards, not the other way around. That's the thing that this generation seems to forget. This generation wants you to conform to them. It's the same idea when, you know, people migrate to this country and they don't want to assimilate themselves. They want you to assimilate to them. That's the same mentality that I think a lot of the younger generation folks have. No, it's not the military's job to bend to you. It's your job to bend to them. Now, as a society, we've made strides in accepting and supporting those with diverse physical and mental conditions. So while some may consider these traits or conditions as not normal, we strive to treat everybody with kindness and empathy. I believe that. I mean, it doesn't happen every day. We have schmucks out there who do terrible things to terrible people all the time. But as a general sense, nobody cares what your sexuality is or any what color you are for that matter, or if you have, you know, a mental, let's say you're mentally unstable or whatever it is that you're struggling with, nobody is pointing their finger and making fun at you. It doesn't work like that. Nobody's making fun of you if you're anorexic or have cerebral palsy or what have you. But those kinds of things, there's a wall that's built between those kinds of things and serving in the military. And in addition to those physical and mental abnormalities, you can't allow this crazy wokeness to seep in. It's devastating. Again, the military is a highly selective institution. And its primary focus, again, for the fifth time, is winning wars, protecting the country. When the military doesn't do that, what good is it? So, yeah, you can try to feel good all you want about certain things, but the military shouldn't be one of them, ever. We're struggling as it is to actually man a military and keep the ships from sinking and keep our equipment up and operational before we're shipping it all off to places like Ukraine and other places around the globe before we're thinking of ourselves. It's a chaotic situation. We got to pay very close attention to this. And we need our military not, and I repeat, not to go woke. We'll come right back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Audio Network and Lindell TV.
This is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Audio Network and Lindell TV. My name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. So this segment is being brought to you by MyPillow. I talked to you guys last night. I haven't gotten my MyPillow yet. I'm waiting. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow.com. Summer sale. Get up to 80% off sandals, beach towels, blankets, much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT. That's R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com with the promo code ROOT. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on My Coffee subscriptions, plus many other amazing products from the Patriot American Entrepreneurs. At MyPillow.com, use that promo code ROOT to receive huge, 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 huge discounts. Again, Giza bed sheets, travel pillows, all-season slippers, a six-piece towel set, beach blankets, beach towels, you name it. It's all happening at MyPillow, including sandals and mattresses and dog beds. MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the code ROOT today. I have to share. How much? We have enough time, right? All right, let me share something with you guys. All right, I want to share something. So a woman who works in a bank that is in here. I'm in Connecticut. That's the home base. That's the home studio. But she's an actual banker. And this is what infuriates me about social media. So she's on Facebook. She is an amazingly trustworthy person. She actually is in charge of my bank. She runs the bank. And I'm trying to make this long story short, but I want to warn you guys. Wherever you're listening to me across the country, pay attention to this because it's important. So somebody hacked her Facebook account, stole her ID, and locked her out, boxed her out. Then they went out. Now, remember, she's a banker, not a teller, but she's somebody who controls people's money. She's up high up on the food chain. So she was hacked. And the hacker created this fake account, all with her name on it, you know, because it's her account. They just stole it. But they started posting real photos, like a diploma that says so-and-so graduated from cryptocurrency, the cryptocurrency consortium. And then they've got a picture of her name is on this diploma. And now she's apparently certified. By the way, you don't even need to be certified in Bitcoin trade, but it's all a ruse. It's all a fake. So they keep pumping out all these false flags, if you will, through her account. So now she panicked. She called me. She says, "What can I do?" And I, well, so we, you know, try to get to the Attorney General's office to try to get the account shut down because people are going to believe that it's her and they're going to give her their money to trade Bitcoin because they don't know anything about it. They think she does. So it's another scam going on that sewer that is the social media, right? I mean, so it's going to happen. Some little old blue-haired lady is going to see this person that they trust completely because they're trustworthy and they're in control of all their money. And they're going to say, "Oh, look, so-and-so now can trade in crypto. So I'll just wire them $10,000 and they can go trade and make me $100,000, million, whatever it is." It's the lowest form of humanity, people who are parasites and try to live off other folks. I have no sympathy for those people at all. So what I'm saying to you is just be super careful when you're dealing with anything on any of these social media sites. Always think that you're being scammed. If something like this appears, like if you a banker at your place says, "Oh, well, come invest with me," and you've never, don't fall for that stuff. Because they can manipulate so many different things. I get so many emails every day. Like, you know, your PayPal account has been frozen. I don't even have PayPal. Like, okay, then this one credit card, this Chase keeps sending me an email. Like every day, "Your Chase card is over the limit," or "Your Chase card has been suspended." I don't have a Chase card. So it's one thing after another. It's one scam after another. And all, in some cases, all they need to screw you is for you to click on a link inside an email. And then you're done. They own everything in your computer. It's literally that simple. So just be careful on social media. It is, it's the wild, wild west. And nobody has any morals and nobody has any scruples. And they will screw you 10 ways to Sunday if they get the opportunity. So I'm just telling you to be careful. I wanted to give you that public service announcement. All right, we're going to talk military. We're going to talk with our military expert. Coming up next, his name is Stephen Bucci. He works through and with the Heritage Foundation, and he has got actually almost 50 years of military excellence under his belt. So we'll come back with him. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network and Lindell TV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
War now.
USA News Update. President Biden is pushing insurers to improve access to mental health care for Americans.
Mental health care is health care. It's essential to people's well-being. and their ability to lead a full and productive life.
Biden announced a proposed rule today to strengthen requirements so health insurers cover behavioral health at the same level as physical health. UPS and Teamsters are avoiding a strike after reaching a tentative agreement on a new labor contract. A strike by UPS would have been the largest in U.S. history. Ratification of the new five-year deal could take about 3 weeks. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the southwest for weeks, now expanding toward the middle of the country. It's likely to bring temperatures toward 100 degrees to several Midwest states this week, while the East Coast could see its hottest weather of the summer. High temperatures remain in the forecast in states like California, Nevada, Texas, and Florida. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, I'm searching. I'm searching
for something, and I found it.
My name is Lee L.C. Yes, this is the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is normally Wayne Allen Root. We're also on Lindell TV, coast to coast across the entire country. Can't wait to get to my next guest. But first, this segment of the show is sponsored by Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought most gold in history. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year. And another all-time record is happening, and China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate Capital today, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com to check out all of that info. Okay, once again, one of my favorite guests to bring on, he is a regular on my morning show here in Connecticut. I think we've been having conversations for the better part of probably over 5-6 years every Monday. Like clockwork, this gentleman joins me, and his resume is just flat out too long for me to go through, but he is an expert in cybersecurity, military special operations, defense support for civilians. He was the commander of the 3rd Battalion, 5th Special Forces, led deployments in Eastern Africa, South Asia, Persian Gulf, including Operation Desert Thunder in 1998 in response to Saddam Hussein. He was serving at the Pentagon during 9/11. He is an amazing man, and we appreciate him carving out some time to chat with us for a bit about some military stuff going on around the globe, and that's our pal Stephen Bucci. Stephen, what's happening, my brother? What's up?
Oh, I'm glad to be on the show with you, Lee. It's my pleasure.
Well, thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. It's always an honor to talk with you. And I just wanted to start throwing out some random stuff military, as far as the military goes, and get your impression or opinion on some of this stuff. So America's largest global exercise, it proved a success, according to some of these experts in Indonesia, the Pacific Theater. I mean, was that the timing of this specific, or was this happening anyway?
These things, you can't ever tell. We do exercises with allies and friendly countries all over the world all the time. It's what keeps us trained and effective. It builds camaraderie and cohesion between us and the militaries of those countries. But sometimes we do it to send a message to other countries in the area that might not be friends or allies, might be adversaries or competitors. And we want to let them know that despite what they may be reading sometimes in the American press, that the American military is not a paper tiger, that it does still have capabilities. And while we may be going through a lot of silly exercises within the military with woke stuff and, that kind of thing, the professionals that run our military and the young men and women who are the cutting edge are ready and capable and should not be trifled with if you're a bad guy.
So I mentioned, I don't know if you were listening earlier on, about the wokeness and in the military in particular, and I wanted to comment on that because I knew you were coming on, and I wanted to get your opinion. With all your years of service, I mean, almost 50 here of service to the United States of America, is there one part of this wokeness that bothers you more than another, or is it just a general idea that somehow wokeness has seeped into what we thought it would never seep into, just the idea of building the strongest army on the planet?
Well, if you think about it, at a time when the Supreme Court of the United States of America has declared that affirmative action is not productive, it's not useful, and it needs to go away, the military has added categories and methodologies to you know, make decisions on who the leaders are, who should be doing what job, not based strictly on capabilities, talents, accomplishments, but on what somebody looks like, what gender somebody is. And we're spending a ton of time doing things that do not add to the military competence of our forces.
Right.
I mean, Lord knows there's not enough time in the day if you didn't make this stuff up for our military to do everything it needs to do to train and be capable and ready to fight the wars that defend our interests and our people. To throw a bunch of extra stuff in that's of dubious utility, of dubious historical relevance, and dubious sociological relevance, like critical race theory, like, you know, trying to figure out what you do with somebody who comes in the military and then immediately wants to transition to a different gender, which, you know, heck, if somebody wants to change what kind of clothes they wear and that stuff, that's their business. But now we, the taxpayers, and the military units have to pay a price to let them do that. Because when you start to transition your gender, the drugs you take, the therapies you have to go through, all those things make you not just non-deployable overseas, but you really can't do the job that's assigned to you in the military. That happens sometimes when people get sick or some other kind of problem. The military sucks up because Steve Bucci has to get, you know, cancer treatment or something like that.
Right.
But to allow people to join when you know that that's the track they're going to be on, you know, if I had the throat cancer that I got after the end of my career, I would not be allowed to enlist because the military would say, hey, sorry, buddy, but, you know, that's your, you got to deal with that. That was existing before you came in.
Right.
To deliberately bring people in and know that for a couple of years, that person's going to be not useful to the military because they can't train, they can't deploy, they can't do what their military occupational specialty demands is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what we're dealing with right now, mostly because of all this woke stuff.
You know, I can remember my first memory of any of this back and forth was Don't Ask, Don't Tell, right? That's when I really started to pay attention to politics and what have you. Matt, look how far we've come. It hasn't been that long, you know, since Clinton was in office, and here we are. You went from Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and now you're talking about a transgender surgery or drag queens on ships, and it's, I don't know, Stephen, as far as you, I didn't serve in the military, wish I had, but I didn't. You know, you got 50 years under your belt. I don't even know how that makes you. That's got to make you. I don't know if the disgusted is the right word, but disappointed maybe is a better word.
It's disappointed. You know, when everybody who's ever served, particularly in a leadership position in the military, knows you can't get everything done that you need to get done to prepare your subordinates, your organization to go to war. You can't. You
right.
Try. But there's never enough time, there's never enough assets, you know, the enemy gets a vote. But to deliberately inject things that do not add to the capabilities of our organizations, it just, you're saying that social engineering stuff is more important than military capability. Because critical race theory, gender politics, that does not increase your ability to fight the enemies of the United States. And, you know, our political masters who get a bigger vote than those of us in uniform, that's the way our system is set up, have said, no, this is our priority, not training, not readiness, but all this politically driven stuff. Right. That doesn't mean we should be persecuting people or anything like that, but it also does it mean that somebody in leadership in the military needs to shoulder that burden because somebody thinks it's just a really cool idea to change the way we're doing things.
Right.
It's counterproductive to the interests of the United States of America.
His name is Stephen Bucci. He works through the Heritage Foundation. Now, you can find out all about him on heritage.org, but also follow him on Twitter. It's a great follow. He does a lot of terrific retweets, et cetera, at S. Bucci on the Twitter. Before we run, I hope you can stick around for two breaks. It's up to you. If you're busy, I understand that. But we're going to run out of time in a second.
I'm good.
All right, good. So we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the military stuff in a second. But I wanted to ask you one more before we get to the break. And you know, we're talking about the, you know, sort of them loosening up the restrictions on people coming in, yet the numbers for the military folks continue to drop. We only got about 60 seconds. Are you nervous about that?
It's concerning. Every time our enlistment drops, everybody in the military worries about it because, you know, you can't, if a war starts in a week, you can't suddenly go out and recruit all those people that hadn't been in because right. They're untrained. They're not useful in the short term. So that's always a concern. And, you know, there's a connection between lowering the standards and not being able to reach those goals. Because for most kids that come in the military, it's the challenge that they really thrive on and right. What attracts them. That's why the Marines usually have the best recruiting.
Right. All right, Steve, we're going to come right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Audio Network and Lindell TV. Stick around.
It's Wayne Alaroot. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered. Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Of Lindell TV. Check that out. Love to have you along for the ride on Lindell TV as well. We have a great guest, Stephen Bucci. Get back to him in 1 second. I got to tell you about this spectacular event that's happening. It's called the Reawaken American Tour, which I know there's going to be all kinds of great speakers, including one and only Wayne Allyn Root. It's the Woodstock for conservatives. It's almost sold out, so you need to reserve your tickets now. General Mike Flynn and Clay Clark present the Reawaken America Tour called Reverse Davos, live from Vegas. The event takes place Friday, August 25th, and Saturday, August 26th at Craig Ranch Regional Park in North Las Vegas inside a newly constructed air-conditioned amphitheater, which sounds like a lot of fun. So use the promo code WAR to get the best ticket prices you can and get a chance to win backstage passes. How great would that be to meet Wayne Allyn Root backstage? Holy cow, listen up. Again, Wayne Allyn Root, General Flynn, Roseanne, Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Eric Trump, all the Trumps, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, some others will be there as well. Wayne will be giving speeches on the main stage both nights. Get your tickets today. Time to freeamerica.com. That's time to freeamerica.com. Or text 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102. Just tell them War sent you. All right. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, almost 50 years of military service. So, Stephen, before we left, one of the producers whispered in my ear, and he had a question for you. I want to pass it along before we jump to something else. And he says he wanted me to ask you about recruitment. And does technology diminish recruitment? In other words, you've got, instead of all these people having to man an aircraft, they're just dealing, maybe one or two people are dealing with a drone. So does that change the dynamic or not?
It does change the dynamic, but not necessarily in a negative sense. There's young people that come in the military now because they want to do tech. They recognize that America has some of the most cutting-edge technology in the world, and it's an opportunity for them to work with some really cool toys. So it cuts both ways. You need less people, but war is never going to be solely based on technology. You're always going to need people to get dirty, to right. do dangerous stuff. So it changes it, but in some ways it changes it for the better. In others, it's more difficult.
All right. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. What do we know about this situation in North Carolina? I apologize if you haven't seen the story yet. It's relatively new, but the three Marines found dead at the gas station in North Carolina, right inside of a minivan or something like that. Do you know anything about that, Stephen?
I do not. Okay. That's, you know, our military installations, though, are connected with communities that are outside the military. And sometimes our troops, everybody's troops, get involved in stuff that's dangerous or unwise. You know, they're young people, and they're not under direct supervision of the military 24/7. So sometimes something goes wrong. There are people that don't like our military that could be targeting them. I think it's best to let this play out and do some more investigatory work before we start trying to guess what might have happened. It's a tragedy. Right. We don't like to lose anybody, be it to accidents or anything else. Something like this is pretty troubling, though, because we don't know what it is.
All right. There was a story that popped. The U.S. sent a nuclear-powered attack sub outside of Korea after some of the things happened, in particular with the soldier being defecting and then the negotiations to get him back. But we sent... it says the USS Annapolis with Tomahawk missiles over that to that area. But, I mean, we don't know where our subs are, right? The subs have no technical designation. You can't pinpoint any nuclear sub, correct? Or am I wrong about that?
Not if we can help it, you can't. You know, the other side is constantly trying to find them.
Right.
But, you know, we send the boomers, as we call them, nuclear missile subs, not the attack subs that they are supposed to chase other submarines, but they can be used with Tomahawks to target land-based targets as well. But the true boomers, the big Tridents and that sort of thing, they go out on patrol. They're given like an ocean.
Right.
They go out there and roam around, and nobody really knows where they are.
Right.
Until you know, they do one of their scheduled communications connections, and that's all intentional for security, and they are very, very stealthy. There's a reason they named the submarine service the Silent Service, and they're really good at hiding, and that's their deterrent capability is if somebody decides to attack America, they may hit some of our other capabilities,
right,
but those subs are still going to be out there, and they're potent enough to take down anybody in the world by themselves. So it's a strong message. It was sent there, by the way, long before that kid ran across the border. Those are not connected directly.
Pooch, I got to run, buddy. I'm out of time, my friend. I thank you so much, but I got to go, and I owe you again. It's always great talking to you. There's never enough time, but I'll talk to you on my own show on Monday, and down the road we'll talk again on the USA Network. But thank you, my friend.
Sounds good, Lee. God bless.
You too, buddy. He's the best. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. Again, all those years of military service. Thank you to Lindell TV. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Keep it right here, USA Audio Network.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.